Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We are just about to wrap up our series on pay up, because financial independence don't come free. And hopefully by now you guys are really understanding that, you know, in order for you to really break every glass ceiling, to go to the top, to do way more than you've ever done in your entire life, it's a little bit more than just only your daily method of operation. We always train here, Power Start Your Day, that there's levels to everything. And today's lesson is all about the harvest, right? And so we've come in and begin to really understand that many people, they want to begin to live more, work less at some point in time, but the work has to be done. We're going to have to prioritize. You living well, you going to the next level, it must be a priority so that eventually you can have less stress and you won't have to work until you die. Or you won't die in lack. That's what opportunity here of network marketing offers you. Because your level of investment determines your level of harvest. And so what you got to realize is that these systems and principles of network marketing never gets old. Maybe your mode or what you actually use to get to your prospects and your team members, what have you, that might change, but the principles of it does not. And so while we've been getting out there and we're saying, okay, Lord, help us. You need to know what to pray, how to pray, and you don't need to know what you're praying for. A lot of people are just only praying for more people to come into their business, but instead, you need to pray for a higher level of faith so you can do more work. And that's going to lead us today. To this powerful, powerful, powerful concept that after we continue to sow and sow and sow and sow, we're going to start reaping. And that reaping is a powerful, abundant harvest. Our scripture reading is going to be coming out of Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And we want you to understand, nobody gets it. Nobody gets all the harvest without the sowing. And there's no harvest without reaping time. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. This is the day you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit is resting here upon us here at Power Start Your Day. Let the listeners, and let their hearts and their ears be open, their spiritual ears, that is, and their hearts be open to what the Holy Spirit has to say today about these principles of sowing, reaping, and then harvest time. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're not just wanting to seek your face. We're not seeking your hand. We're seeking your face, and we want to know you so that when we're in harvest time, we don't forget you. Dear Lord, we're thanking you right now that you are sending us out to do great exploits in your name, but in your name, not our own. We're thanking you, oh Father God, as you're elevating us and lifting us up, that they will not be twisted, misunderstood as to who sent us. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We're so grateful, Father God, for the industry of network marketing that we can now begin to operate in and move into full financial independence. But we know that independence comes with a responsibility. So as you are building us up as leaders, that we'll be great examples unto the kingdom first. Great examples unto the kingdom first. And you'll continue to add everything else that we want to ourselves, our families, and our teams. We honor you, we bless you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's harvest time, y'all. I know y'all going to want to come into the queue and do that pretty early because I am very excited. As we go into the scripture, and we're here on Luke chapter 10, verse 2, it says that he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." You got to put in the work, folks. You got to put in the work. Since the beginning of time, God has been searching to and fro for people who are willing to put in the work so that he can pour himself out, so that he can position them for the amazing abundance. I need you never to forget that even if you are a person that ends up being graced enough with an inheritance, somebody did the work. Somebody sowed the seeds. For most of us, we are those somebodies. We are the first generations to now say, you know what? We want to not only break the code, because a lot of this information has been here for us, but many people just don't follow it. Many people are just not committed. They're not hungry and thirsty enough. They're sitting on the wayside thinking that someone is going to give them their harvest when the Lord says very clear in so many scriptures that the way to the harvest is through faith, and then faith without works is dead. And then now if you go and you sow, so shall you reap. If you work as unto the Lord, not unto man, that the rewards are great. And so many ways, God is saying, go to work so I can give you access to the harvest. But when you do now begin to see a harvest, some people now sabotage their harvest. And I want to give you some points of what you need to do when you start seeing a harvest. Because some people think harvest is maybe their first $1,000 that they've earned in network marketing. Can you believe it? A lot of people join network marketing companies and they never make $1,000 in one check. That's a huge accomplishment. And I encourage people to push for that. But then now harvest is when a person maybe get their $10,000 check. Not $10,000 in a month, maybe their first $10,000, their name on it, and a $10,000 check with their name on it. Then harvest may go to my name on it, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And when you start going into the $100,000 check or month, and then you see that. But what about when you get a check that your name has $200,000 on it? Not in a month, but just one time. How are you going to act? This is the reason why we work so hard here at Power Start Your Day on your mindset. So that if your mindset, if you're programmed to know that you are already designed to take your spot at the top, when you get to the top, you won't lose your mind. And so we want you to start seeing yourself at the top. I'm going to start going through the lesson right now, because when the harvest comes, I'm not saying if, I say when. Because if you do what we're training you to do, if you consistently No matter what, I know people on certain holidays, yes, you're supposed to have vacation time, take time off, because we're grand, we'll have vacations. We do what we want to do. But what I want you to get to is a place where what you want to do is put in the work so you can get to the harvest. And so I need you to know that when you first start seeing yourself at the top, that when you get there, you won't be surprised. You won't feel that now you have to be and act so totally different where no one recognizes you. If they say they don't recognize you, I want it to be for the better, not for the worst. If your character needed some work on it, some surgery on it, I want them to say that network marketing made you better, not bitter. Made you better, not worse. Because that is destroying our industry where people believe that once you get money that people change for the worse. It should be that people change for the better. So if you start seeing yourself at the top now, then when you get there, you'll say, I've always been here. Hopefully you caught that. I want to say that again. If you start seeing yourself at the top now, start having the visions. I talked about that in my Creating Your First Million product. And I'm helping people understand that if you're living it every day, when you get there, you've already been there. That is your home. The next thing is, after seeing yourself at the top, is that you got to start representing your team, company, and industry at the highest level. You don't get to do whatever you want to do because you're in harvest time. You have to be responsible with your harvest. Because we are setting the stage for many other people to get there, and we don't want them having a wrong idea, imitating the wrong things, duplicating the wrong things when they begin to have a harvest. So harvest does come with responsibility. It's an industry. We're not just here to entertain. We're here to educate. We're here to empower. You got to choose the right industry if you want to entertain. Now, I'm not saying that there's not times that will make you laugh, cry, feel good. That is what we do, empowerment, motivation. But we want to make sure that we're not talking about that we straight Hollywood, that we are kingdom. We got to give people the idea that anyone who wants it can have it. So, yes, representing your team, company, and industry at the highest level means a lot, and this is in your image, your character, and integrity. I'm going to tell you this right here. This area, I can remember Dr. Miles Monroe, my mentor, he didn't play games in this area. And the thing is, that's why you got to make sure you're getting the right information from the right people, because he wasn't in network marketing, but he was in leadership. And he didn't have a problem. He didn't play any games about leadership. And he's saying your image, your character, your integrity, when you move into leadership, you're not just representing yourself, your family. You're representing masses of people. So when you get your harvest, now so many people can see you. So it's extremely, extremely important that you represent your company, industry, and your team at the highest level. The next thing you want to do is never stop recruiting. You don't want to get stale. You're too big for the small stuff. You got to stay relevant. You got to know what's going on. When you start getting a harvest, you can't start getting lazy. There's some people that hit certain titles and positions, and all of a sudden, they act like they've arrived or they don't want to work anymore. Listen, until you move out of retirement, that should be a clear understanding of your family, your team. Everybody should know what time it is. But as long as you're in the game, truly be in the game. And then now we want to make sure that you don't play into entitlement. You don't play into entitlement. You think everybody owe you something, or if you feel people didn't give you what you thought they should have given you, that you owe no one nothing. And then I want to make sure you guys can still hear me. And then I'm glad, okay, you can still hear me. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. It showed like we kind of hit off. I don't know. It's saying the recording cut off. This must be too good for the devil. Never stop recruiting. Don't play into entitlement. I see people who, they start having this air about them when they start moving into harvest. It's so distasteful. When you're having more, you should be able to give more. You should be able to love more. You should be able to even, you know, do or be who you thought leadership should be, but not with an attitude. Entitlement. God is the one who is the giver of all of the wealth. You ain't that good, especially if you're acting like that. I can tell you right now, the God is saying right now that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The first work you're doing is probably your recruiting, then your leadership, but then now it's your honor to who's the giver of the wealth. Entitlement, pride, those types of things don't go with kingdom. It doesn't go with God. It doesn't go with whoever. I don't know who else. I don't care what they told you. He's the one that gives the wealth. Because everything in the earth and the fullness thereof is his. And so that means that if you are good with that, you're good with serving. Not just your team. When you move into harvest, all you want to serve is your team. What about the company? What about the industry? People who know better, they know that's a scarcity mindset. They know that you've been without for so long that you still don't know how to act now that you're in harvest. You got to get trained up. This information shouldn't step on your toes. It should open up your mind. So remaining humble will become a natural thing, which is the next thing we're talking about. Remaining humble so you never have to be humbled. See, when you're humble, you can think straight. When you're humble, you never think you are so high that you can't help someone who's in their season of low. I see where some people, their same mentors, those are the same ones that they disrespect. Leadership training is key. You're going to never hear me, no matter what my mentors do or say or what have you, me forget that those were the people who didn't have to sow into my life, who sowed into my life so that my cup began to run over where I can fill someone else's cup. You'll never hear that. That comes with humility. So if you're already humble, life, challenges, things that are going to happen anyway, you'll never have to be humbled. So that leads you to always edifying leadership. Sure, you can be in a place of disagreement. This is happening in harvest time. For some people, like I said, harvest is at different levels. I see some people, they're like babies. They're sponges soaking up everything. And once they think they know something, they think their mentors know nothing. I've seen it so many times in this industry. But I say, you know what, maybe no one's ever really trained it, just how a TI is in one place where they can log in and listen in one place. Edification of your leadership, that's non-negotiable, because we talked about sowing and reaping, because whatever seed you sow, it's going to have to come up somewhere. So you have to ask, what harvest do you want? You want weeds or you want bloom? Network marketing is all about multiplication. It's all about exponential And the thing is that the laws are always working. You either want it to be in your favor or you want it to be against you, but the law don't know the difference. The law is just the law. So edification of your leadership. Don't give people challenges to edify you. Having honesty, integrity, character, and truly leading, not just when you're on stage, because see, those are the entertainers. On stage, they're one person, behind closed doors, there's someone else. No, be consistent in alignment with the kingdom. This is not to serve me. This is so you can stay in harvest. Last thing we're talking about here is giving back. Giving back, that's what we're doing here. We're giving back. Let's be real, at this point in time where I'm hoping 10, 20 years from now, network marketing won't be such a mystery to everyone. How do you make it? How do you get to the next level? How? There'll be so many people that know how that we will crush the whole idea of poverty or lack or people just not knowing how to tap into wealth and keep it. We don't want you to be a first timer or a has been. We don't want you to become irrelevant, one hit wonders. We want you to make a career of winning. So let's open up the call. Let's hopefully this is working here because it's showing that I don't have any recording. I don't know what that is about. That was a good show. I don't know. I hope it recorded. How you doing, guys? 216 last 48526. Good morning. Can we open up the line? Good morning, 405 last 46315. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. Wonderful, wonderful woman. How are you?
I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
Confusion. I always forget to give my name. This is Chava from Oklahoma. And I'm listening, and every message you have, I promise, I look deep within myself. I ask God, Lord, you know, am I doing something right? And I feel like today he is asking me to ask you the question. And really the question is, what would you say to the people that are maybe not following their mentors, not because they don't want to do what they're doing, but because their mentors aren't really communicating with them? That they want to reach out. They are reaching out. They are saying, when can I be on your schedule? When can I be available for you? When can I follow you wherever you're going so that I can see what you're doing and how you're doing it? And they're not reciprocating that back. They're not responding to messages. Or when you reach out to them and say, hey, I have an event going on and can I get you for this? They're busy. But then at the same time, you trying to figure out how to do this, right? So because I hear it and I know about it, and it's like, well, how do I edify someone when I can't get them to give me what it seems like they seem to be giving other people? I see them moving. I see them doing, right? Mm-hmm. They're obviously having some level of sex. I see them mm-hmm. moving with other leaders, and I see those leaders having
can we stop right there?
Success,
right? Can we stop right there?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
We stop right there?
Yes,
because
please.
I want us to stop right there, right? And the first thing is that you come here every day to be filled up, that by now you should know what to do. You're speaking to a woman that never had a network marketing mentor until after my multiple seven figures. So what
okay.
you're looking for is not necessary.
Okay.
Now, what I'm sharing with you, and I got to be real, because I've never had a network marketing mentor in my company, ever. Never, ever. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Never, ever. So think anyone owes me anything unless I'm paying them like I pay my coach or like I pay for classes. Paying my way into a network marketing company does not entitle me to direct mentorship or coaching of someone who's been in my business before me. So if you get that, that is a gift and that is grace. That's number one. Number two, the reason why there's systems in network marketing is because it's very common for a person to maybe join a business. That's why the bigger system has to be plugged into. The best thing, the only thing I would say your mentor should be entitling you to is to point you in the direction of the information. That's what a mentor is supposed to do. Dr. Monroe never recruited or did a three-way call for me ever. He's only come to one of our events, and that was the last event before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
And you hear me edify, pour out about what he gave. I had to go to him. So if he had a schedule out there, hey, I'm going to be in Africa, I'm going to be here, he sends it out to the mentees. And so if you get a flyer and you see your leader somewhere and you say, hey, I'm going to be showing up, or sometime if you just show up, guess what? You stand out. Leaders are self-starters. Now, some people need development of how to get started. That's why you're getting started right, guys, and that's why the training, that's why the what have you. And all I became was the leader I wish I had.
Amen.
Versus expecting it outside and being bitter at the leader I didn't have. Which one do you think will take you to success? Becoming the leader you wish you had? Or waiting on the leader that you don't have?
Lord knows, no. Don't wait on them. Please don't wait on them.
Don't wait on them then. Become the leader that you wish you had. Become the leader that you wish you had. And I don't want you, because you sound like a sharp woman.
Well, thank you.
It sounds like you're looking too much outside to be able to notice who they with, what they doing, versus inside, versus what God told you to do.
Oh, well, I really just wanted to, I thought to myself, this is something that I have struggled with, and I wanted your thoughts on that, right? Like, I definitely go to God on all things. And so when Jesus is saying, you know, hey, this is what I have you doing. You know you're doing the right thing. This is what I have you doing. But I'm hearing this message, and I thought to myself, how many of people that are out there listening might be thinking, oh, well, wait, I need to keep trying harder, and I need to keep, you know, reaching for that person, and I need to keep looking for them, because maybe I'm missing something, that maybe the people who don't hear God and don't hear Jesus talking to them as clearly as I know both of us do, are out there thinking, okay, well, I'm going to get off of this mentor, and I'm going to get at this, and I really wanted to hear the words, and I think that there's a lot of people that needed to hear those words too, that, yeah, don't wait on them. Just keep going. Keep going,
keep plugging in, and be so busy, you ain't got no time for background noise. How about that?
Amen.
I never had no time. I saw people on flyers with other people in my past companies, what have you. I was so busy, I had my own agenda. I couldn't go that way. Oh, they were going to Houston. Let me send my folks to Houston because I'm in New York. I learned how to leverage whatever it is. Whatever it is, you got to see the positive in it, because their positive is there. It's just about who eyes is looking at it. I assure you. 201-4240. Sometimes you don't want to be close to some folk because they ain't ready. That's why we training. 201-4240. Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. So this morning I was in the book of my brother Job, and it's amazing to me. I got up this morning, you know, that's where God led me to this morning. And the first thing, you know, I have my routine in the morning. So I posted this morning on my Instagram page, which most of the time is a lesson to myself. It was do the work. And it's amazing once again to just be in alignment. But when you talk about mentorship, I thought of it in a little slightly different way, because I remember in corporate, I was like, why don't I have a mentor who can see that I want to do this, or I want so much more than what I'm currently doing? And this same thing kept coming to my mind, do the work, do the work, do the work. And I found by doing the work, the right mentors will come along. It's not even that, you know, it's almost like what you tell us all the time. Somebody is always watching, right? So in doing the work, which is what God had on my heart this morning, it doesn't matter how much you think you're doing. You could be doing so much more. If you sleep in a half hour earlier, you could be sleeping a half hour less. So, you know, and just doing the work, the right mentors will come. I thank my mentors so much, because without them, I would not have the proper guidance. I can still do those things, but your mentors show you, hey, you may not want to do it this way, but if you're not doing the work, what are they mentoring? That's my issue. What do you want your mentors to mentor you in if you're not doing the work? You've got to show up first in labor, and then your mentors will find you. Thank you so much for this word once again, Nicola.
That is so powerful. It's like, what are they mentoring? I can tell you this right here. I can remember in the company I'm currently in, I was coming from my prior company. We had been successful, and I didn't even know we were breaking any records. And the co-founder of the company called me and noticed that I didn't understand the structure of this particular company. And he was like, you know, do you understand? Like, did you know, like, you did $100,000 in sales, like, in the month? I mean, where'd you come from? What did that come? I was like, huh? That was so small comparing to what the company I was coming from, what we were doing there. That was considered very small in that prior company where you at that level, nobody really even knew your name because there was so many people doing that level of business. And so I didn't know we were doing anything significant. And so at that standpoint, just like you said, when you're doing the work, somebody is watching and saying, whoa. And then now the co-founder has become, you know, and a mentor in a different way. He's never been in the field. He's never been in that area. And I'm so glad when I think about it, I say, well, maybe if I had so many people to lean on, I would have probably not leaned on God. I probably would not have wanted to seek God to say, what do I do? I don't know what to do. What do I do? And look where it led me. He knows way more than any mentor you have. But if you have a mentor that follow God, then now you got something. What I'm sharing with you, continue to see the glass half full instead of half empty. Don't look at what you don't have. Do something with what you do have. 609, last 42210. This is our last caller here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
You just dropped some nuggets this morning. This is David Leach out of South Jersey. I don't know where to start. I know I like the fact that you said we are here to empower, not entertain. And some people don't, understand that. As well as you was talking about, some people can't fathom to see $1,000 check in network marketing. And me and my wife was actually just sitting here and was saying that what I was making on my full-time job in a month, we just calculated, I made what I was making on my full-time job in a month, I made in this week and last week's check. I made in 2 weeks what I was making in a month. So that's a blessing as far as the business and network marketing. And as far as mentorship, I also have to comment on that. because I have a great mentor, Mr. James Johnson, down in Marietta, Georgia. I've been with the company 9 months last week. Me and him talk every day, several times a day, since I've been in the business, 9 months. And I was one of those, he teased me my first week or two. He used to call me to talk a lot. So he said, "You're talking too much." So I stopped that. I started staying plugged in to the system. Like you said, he instilled in me about a trained agent is a paid agent. And I always went to every training. I didn't miss any. When you said that a leader doesn't wait on anybody, a self-starter. I didn't have any overviews near me at that time, so I started doing them in my house. And now I've got in contact with some other mentors that's in the area that I'm helping out in Philadelphia, and I just started doing them also again weekly in my library in my area. So I just want to thank you for all the time and training and mentorship and motivation and inspiration that you give to everyone, and keep doing what you're doing. I'll see you at the top.
Thank you so much. Before you go, I have a question. You got a pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So let me ask you a question right now. I'm glad that you're tracking your business, and normally we would end the call right there, but I want to bring something to clarity, especially when we're talking about harvest. That means overflow. That means it starts moving. It said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Let me ask you this question. How many personally enrolled people, teammates do you have? Don't mention the company, because that's not what this call is about. How many personally enrolled teammates do you have?
Right now I have 10.
10. So do you think you're going to talk to everybody every day when you have 100?
No. I'm not doing that now.
What about when you have 200?
I don't believe so, because I believe that I'm bringing up people that's I have two of my top leaders to duplicate myself in them, and they know that I need help. And I'm helping them get to where I'm at so they can work with their personally sponsored agents and other partners.
Perfect. So what I want you to know is that this business, mentorship, you're not going to talk to them every day. You should not. If they're talking to you every single day and they're not busy enough. I need you to know that the system, if you're plugging people in, if they're plugging them into whether you have accountability calls, you're plugging them into the groups, you plug them into, you have to build your business for scaling. It's levels to everything. This business is designed that eventually they should not need you. Eventually, they should not need you. But they can still edify you. They can still bring through your principles. We would only see Dr. Monroe maybe once every other month. Sometimes less than that. Definitely didn't talk to him every day. Empowerment and impact. When we begin to see, what I do is pull back the covers and pull back the curtains of success at a much higher level. And I'm training you guys this now so that when you get to the top, you'll say, "I've been here already." God bless you guys. I want you guys to listen back to this call. It's powerful, powerful what God did. And I pray that the recording went all the way to the end. God bless you. Let's have a productive day and let's use the system. Let's use the system. The system automatically breeds leaders. Bless you. All right. Praise God. You are amazing. Lord, you are amazing.